This is a little different of an episode, guys. This is our first like mini episode.
I'm nervous. There's no movies today.
things have been kind of crazy recently, and we're in two different states, and there's just a lot of stuff that we're trying to take care of right now, personal life stuff, but we wanted to keep consistent with the uploads, so still dropping twice a week. And when we said we were going to actually talk about Planet of the Apes, well, guess what? We're not.
We lied. We're liars. It's Tyler's fault. I wanted to still talk about it.
Well, we will talk about it next week. But yeah, this is a mini episode. We're going to go live here in a minute on Instagram and stuff and answer any questions that anybody has and catch you guys up with what's going on with the podcast. And then to round it off, we got some awesome quizzes.
Wow.
We're revisiting the other series that we've
quiz time
done in the past, and we're going to see which Lord of the Rings character are you, or are we?
When did we ever do that?
What do you mean?
You said revisit a thing. We've never done this.
I said revisit the series that we've gone over. So we're doing quizzes for all the series we've done.
We've done quizzes before. I was like,
nope, this is the first. But if it goes well, we'll keep doing them. And they're two out of three of them are BuzzFeed quizzes, so you know they're gonna be good.
Hell yeah.
But
pick a sin.
Yeah, so yesterday when I set up my and I wasn't even gonna show you until we started recording, but I had my setup and I'm in Kentucky and I literally had a setup outside of a barn, and there was this just a barn cat that was like walking around and meowing the entire time. So you can be the barn cat for this episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was makeshift, but I made it happen.
It was pretty cool.
And then guess
I'm not gonna lie. And guess I liked what? It.
I got all set up, and you're like, "Oh, I'm not ready. I can't do it today."
Yeah. That was basically what I did. Missing one really strange USB cord. God, I hate that cord. It's so dumb. Can it just be normal USB? It's got to be all square and weird.
Well, I'm glad you got it. I'm not paying you back for it, so I hope it was really expensive.
I didn't buy it. I just found one.
Did you really?
Yeah.
After all that,
not
you
at my
found
house.
One?
Not at my house. I found one at another house, but
who's
not your
that?
House either.
What? My man broke into someone's house.
Just been going to house
after house until you find the specific USB cord you're looking for.
Let me see your printer.
All you have to do is find a printer that has Wi-Fi and stand outside their house with a laptop and then like type up random things and like pretend like the computer is alive.
A cord.
No. Pretend like the computer is alive and you know, speak as the printer until they get freaked out enough to where they throw their printer away, and then you just take the cord.
As people do comically in movies and never in real life. Yeah, perfect plan.
Yeah.
Dope. So I saw a thing the other day. Do you want to hear about this thing?
Yeah, I want to hear about the thing.
All right, cool. So just to preface this, I feel like, you know, like me and you, we're pretty like self-aware people, right?
Okay.
You know? Kind of like we think like, has the thought ever entered your mind like, maybe I shouldn't like look like a douchebag today?
Are you
not
trying to
saying
tell
that
me
you
that?
Do?
Are you trying
not
to tell me that?
I'm just saying that, like, if you ever get close, you know, if you ever wear just some of the wrong stuff, you think to yourself, "This is a little too douchey. I'm gonna take this off. Like, I can't. This doesn't work. People don't wear this, right?"
Okay,
you've had that thought.
Are you about to call me?
Like,
out?
Nah.
Are you about to call me? Out?
No. I wish. That'd be great. Just a big intervention on live saying you dress like a fucking idiot. No, no. So I'm saying this because I saw a guy who was the like peak. He was doing everything wrong. I saw this guy at the gas station and he was checking every box for douchebag that you could find. He pulls up in a Mustang, you know, convertible, which is fine. That's not against having that car. It's just when you incorporate all these things together is where you get bad. Okay. Convertible Mustang, shirtless, flip-flops, those, like, I can't remember what the name of those shorts are, but, like, the one, you know, those shorts that are really popular with dudes nowadays, especially, like, fratty guys, like, the ones that, like, stop mid-thigh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those aviator sunglasses. Shaved side of head, but with cap on backwards, with little tuft of hair from top going through the hole, like of a baseball cap. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
So far, so I feel all that. I do. This is rad.
All that plus scarf. So shirtless, scarf, hat on backwards, shaved head, aviators, shitty shorts, flip flops, Mustang. So he had to, you know, at some point he had to have must, you know, like put all that together, probably in a mirror seeing this guy. And, you know, he wasn't the type of guy that could really, I don't think, pull off shirtless in just a regular everyday location. You know, I don't live anywhere near the beach. This is nowhere or pools. I was at a gas station and he's just shirtless. So you got to be really like, you got to be really on top of your game to pull that look off. Right. I'm not crazy.
Man, I don't know. I feel like maybe this guy was just feeling himself, and we should applaud
him.
That's
the problem. Don't do that. Do not overly feel yourself to the point where you're that much of a jackass in public.
Dang,
I mean, come
dude.
On. What? That is ridiculous. Okay, you put all that together, and you never crossed a mirror, or if you did, you saw yourself even for a second, and you never, no red flags in your brain went off and said, no, this is a bad look. I shouldn't do this.
Man, look, not everybody can pull off the Mos Eisley Cantina Starbucks shirt, okay?
See, that's a good shirt because it's mixing two things that you wouldn't have mixed together, but it, you know, it takes a second in your brain. You put it together and you're like, oh, that's clever. You know what I mean? If it was a Mos Eisley Cantina Starbucks shirt with the sleeves cut off and I was wearing, I don't know.
We can cut off the sleeves so you can strut around town with your...
Yeah.
My
farmer's tan,
and just make sure you have a scarf to complete the look. I'm down for that.
See, the scarf with no shirt thing is really throwing
that's
me
just
off
strange.
That is
that's what puts me over the edge of saying, man, maybe this guy just wanted to make a fashion statement. And part of me is like, good for you.
No, do not encourage this.
But at the same time,
this
I probably
bad behavior.
Be like, what is this man wearing? So.
I'm usually pretty like anti-laws just in general.
But it should be a law that you can't wear a
but
scarf.
But it should be a law a that everything he did together, wrong. Don't
that
do that.
You have to wear a shirt with a scarf.
He just can't do all of that. If he just wasn't wearing a scarf, he would be on thin ice, but he'd be okay. But scarf, nope, that threw him over. Flip-flops with it, nope, threw him over. Like all that stuff together really just kind of ground my gear. To say the least. Well, so yeah, that was my week.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you got ground. That's fun. I've been doing a lot of driving considering I'm in Kentucky.
What's it's the very drive
just kind of like
Georgia
standing outside the house, like
yeah,
like, standing outside your house and you just like hear like in the distance, just like cows in
that's
the distance.
The only sound is wind and cows.
Yeah.
Because it's really flat in Kentucky, right?
Yeah, at least where I'm at.
Like you can just like, feel like you see for a long time because there's not like a lot of trees.
That's definitely where I'm at. But there are some spots that I drove through that it's a little more hilly. But like I've been to Kansas and that's flat.
Mm.
But anyways, so let's hop on live here and we can also talk about we're looking at for the podcast coming up soon. But let's just get this live going so we can get some. If anybody actually has any questions, you know what I mean? All right. Dude,
I'm not used to this kind of stuff, man. I'm not some big TV, reality TV star.
I just want you to know I have to hold my microphone in my hand.
Oh, you can't? You don't have the arm set up?
No, dude, this is I'm like in a room because I had to like get away from everybody for, you know, 30 minutes while we do this quick podcast. And I don't have like
a poser, dude.
I have nothing to clamp my arm onto. So, and because when I was trying to do it out in the barn yesterday, internet was terrible and you would not get any of what I was.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So I just set up, I'm literally just sitting on a bed holding a microphone with a laptop in front of me. So we're making it work.
All right. Hopefully I won't look like the worst.
You'll look
worse than me.
You're still wearing your Mos Eisley Starbucks.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. All right. That was the cool shirt I had to put on before we started.
Oh no, this isn't good. Pause due to poor connection.
Oh,
we're gonna see if this is gonna even work for me here.
No.
Do you see that I've gone live? Join in. Join in, brother.
No.
Got a couple people already joining in in this live.
Oh, I see it. Oh God, that audio is gonna
double. Let's do this. Man, that's something we have for the podcast, by the way, is
send a request to be in. Okay, yes, I'll request.
That. Is that we're actually gonna go live when we actually get a good camera for everybody, like on YouTube and everything like that. So it looks like there's actually not a lot
There's a lot of people.
There's only like five people in here right now.
What do I do? What do I do? It's gonna just start.
It is just gonna start.
Ah, it's me.
I'm trying not to get like any feedback. So
yeah,
I gotta,
like, turn your audio from the thing off. We can hear each other, dummy.
Oh, you're a dummy.
Wow. Okay. We're in it. We're doing it.
I'm like trying to set this up. Yeah, actually, when you go live,
what can I do with all the? Oh, I can do the filters. Awesome.
Yeah, when I went live,
I don't know anything about Instagram. Like, wow.
It tells you how many of your followers or whatever are like active and online right now, and there weren't that many, so I don't know if we're gonna get a lot of engagement today, but you know what, here we are, and
you know what, we're gonna try it.
If we get nothing, we get nothing. We're just gonna talk, but
I'm not even gonna worry about it.
For those of you guys joining in the live, we are recording a podcast right now.
Sorry.
A podcast episode about movies. If you didn't know, we have a movie podcast, and yeah, if you guys chime in, let us know your favorite movie. If you guys have any questions, hot takes on movies, let us know. Oh, Matt Lane's here.
Oh, wow. Oh, thanks, Matt. We are crushing
it. Yeah, Matt, we're in the process of recording.
Literally doing nothing, not even talking.
Matt Lane from Matt Lane Fitness. We just did an episode with him and did a little bit of collab. You can check that out. It's actually our last episode that got posted. But yeah, Matt, we are making this very makeshift thing happen. And
Noah, sorry about this, but we're not discussing a movie today.
we're
doing kind of an update episode because we don't have a lot of time.
We're touching back on some of the series that we've talked about: Lord of the Rings, Indiana Jones, The Hobbit, stuff like that. So that's the main things we'll talk about, but we're pretty much talking about anything. If anybody has any questions about the podcast, movies.
Jonah 2012's in the chat. Everybody meet him. He was on episode 3. He's a bad person.
let's see here. All right.
Wow.
Matt like joined and then dipped very quickly. Because I think
he did his part. Like, that's all we can ask.
I think he's at work, like at a hospital right now. So
probably. Oh yeah, he is actually working, isn't he? Oh man.
Oh, I think he's back. Anyway,
all right.
Cool. So let's talk here. If any of you guys have any questions or anything about movies, whatever movies you guys like. Again, we're going to be touching on Lord of the Rings, Hobbit, Indiana Jones, because we've talked about recently. If not, just listen to us talk. I'm cool with that too. But as far as the podcast goes, I guess we can update everybody on kind of what's going on. We've been trying to reach out to a lot of people and do some collaborations and get some more content going for sure, and try to get out there more with the podcast. And I'm gonna start with the biggest news, which is the movie Ready or Not, which I've talked about on another podcast, which is a scary movie, and it's basically about this lady who marries into this family, and then when she marries into the family, she has to play a game to like officially be accepted into the family, and the game that gets picked is murder hide and seek, basically.
Oh, it was this one from last year.
So it's Ready or Not, and I don't like scary movies, but now I have to watch this movie, and I haven't watched it. If you don't know, the director of this movie, his name is Tyler Gillette, and if you didn't know, that's my name, and he's one of the directors. It was directed by a couple different people, and I would get messages all the time about how either great my movie is or how terrible my movie is and how dare I make such a horrible, scary, satanic movie. And people just didn't decide to even look at my Instagram for 60 seconds and say, hey,
okay, I'm gonna stop showing this.
This isn't the same Tyler Gillette. So for some reason, people think that I'm like some big movie director who's worked on this, like, you know, Hollywood theater released movie. which is not the case, but it's kind of funny. And now he's going to be directing Scream 5 soon, which is huge.
Spoiler.
And so I've still been getting messages about that. I've got messages of like, oh, I want to talk to you about my ideas for Scream 5. And I'm like, what? Anyways, long story short, I reached out to Tyler Gillette. Basically, the news that I'm trying to get out there is we're going to have him on the podcast. So that's cool.
We're
a little bit of a new
directing a real boy
episode. And yeah, so that's going to be cool. That'll be coming up within, dude, I don't know when that's going to happen. I know when we're recording that episode, and I don't want to hold people. I'm not even going to tell people because I don't want to get people excited that it's going to come out sooner than it is. But within the next month or two, that's going to come out. So that's exciting. What's up, guys? Thank you guys for joining. I know a couple other people are joining. We're recording our podcast about movies, so please jump in, talk about movies, or just sit and watch us talk. I guess that's cool too. but anyways, so yeah, that's some news. Take it away, Nate. What else we got coming up the pipeline?
Let's see. Gosh, we have some stuff pre-recorded because you're gonna be gone. I made Tyler watch The Shining. That's a classic, and so that'll be coming out in a couple weeks. That's a big deal.
Oh yeah, we haven't released that. The Shining's coming out, which is, I guess, technically a horror movie. I wasn't like,
wow. I guess technically a horror movie, probably the most famous horror movie in existence. And I guess maybe a horror movie.
I did tell you during that episode that I forgot was while I was watching The Shining, I was sitting in my living room and watching it on my laptop, which I probably shouldn't have done, but whatever. Regardless. And I'm sitting there on the couch and all of a sudden I hear a noise like right outside the door, right outside. And I paused the movie and I was like, no, we're not doing this again. All right. Someone chimed in and said, I love The Shining.
Yes. Thank you.
And I have feelings about The Shining. I'm going to say you guys got to tune in. It's like 2 weeks from now or something. I think we're going to.
Yeah. Some ridiculous.
But heard about The Shining.
I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Someone says butt heard about it. Who's butt hurt? I'm butt hurt about The Shining or Jonah's butt hurt about The Shining? Somebody wants to know what I think about The Shining. Should I tell them a brief?
Give them a little sneak peek. A
little sneak peek.
Sneak peek about how wrong you are.
I did. Okay. Let's put it this way. Recap it. And you can go into the reasons why by listening to this episode when it comes out. Is. I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. It just wasn't. I think that's the issue with watching movies that are, you know, hyped up to be these amazing things. And then you go watch them after hearing the hype. Is it wasn't as amazing as everybody says it is to me, but I still enjoyed
it. Wow, book better than the movie. That's a controversial take.
I was saying when we're talking about the episode, I really did think that I might actually like the book better than the movie based on what I'm hearing about how the story differs in the book. So maybe I'll have to read it. Probably won't happen, but because I just don't read.
Maybe you should listen to it on Audible.
Yeah, I probably should listen to it on Audible. If anybody else wants,
I'm not going to plug the Audible link right now.
Our link in the description. Help us out. That'd be great. But so yeah, that's coming up. What else did we do? One of my top movies is called Burnt, which is about Bradley Cooper, who plays
Bradley Cooper, piece of trash, no one's all
chef. And we watched that episode's coming out. Other things we have down the pipeline
again, just a couple weeks out.
Just Judge on the original version.
Yeah, I haven't read the book, I'll be honest. I can't really talk on it.
But,
that's books, brother, you know, come on.
I'm trying to think of the other stuff that we have coming up. We are, so if you actually go on our YouTube channel now, so we've been backlogging and back like uploading all of the episodes onto YouTube with just our graphic of our logo.
Yep.
And that's taken some time, but the most recent episode we posted was actually using someone else's podcast setup because they had a studio already set up. Matt Lane, who I talked about previously, we used his setup. And we actually have a nice video up. So if you like watching, you know, podcasts instead of just the audio, we have that up there. And we're looking to get a similar camera so we can get that started. So hopefully we can get a nice setup going.
But yeah, I don't have the patience.
You don't have
the
patience to read.
My to technology fair, has created. I am an ADHD kid or whatever. Now, I'm ruined for just words.
So we're definitely getting some stuff to film stuff, and then as far as more content coming up, we're gonna do. I say we let them know the next couple of things coming up. We're gonna do Planet of the Apes, and then what's the series we're doing after that.
That's the Matt Reeves, the most recent three movies. So like Rise, Dawn, War, Planet of the Apes. Not the originals, and definitely not the Mark Wahlberg, Tim Burton, Planet of the Apes. But what'd you say, Tyler?
So we have Planet of the Apes coming up, and then what's the series that we're doing after that?
We're doing the Silence of the Lambs three movies. So I think it's Silence of the Lambs, Red Dragon, and then Hannibal. It's the ones with Anthony Hopkins.
Yeah, another
those three
movies that I've never seen. And then shortly after that, it might be the next series. But who knows with things the way they are, you know, things happen. This is a big one, so I don't want to tie people to, you know, marry people to the fact that it is going to be directly after that, even though that's hopefully the goal, is MCU. We want to get into
the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, some big juggernauts. The two big juggernauts are going to be Marvel and then Star Wars at some point as well. And those ones are going to last quite a few episodes. We're really, really passionate about those. And that's part of the reason we actually started doing these series ones is because those we want to do MCU and Star Wars, but we didn't want to start with those. We wanted to get a feel of how those series episodes were going to work. So yeah, I'm super excited about doing the Marvel stuff and Star Wars, but I want to make sure we're ready for it before we jump in. So
I want to do Blade Runner at some point.
Yeah, someone asked if
we'll do the original and then we'll do the soft remake. It's a sequel, whatever you want to call it.
I really want to because I've never seen any of the Blade Runner movies, and
we're just gonna do everything Harrison Ford's done, I think, at this point.
Dang, we should have done that right after Indiana Jones. We should have had a Harrison Ford kick. Awesome, cool. That's pretty much it as far as the updates go. We got some stuff planned out. We have some episodes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the next couple months, easy. But, probably won't even start Marvel until August.
Yeah.
At this rate.
So yeah. All right. I think it's time that we jump into the quizzes.
Wow. Which one are we gonna do? Are we gonna figure out which Lord of the Rings character we are?
Let's do Lord of the Rings first. So we're gonna do some basically BuzzFeed style quizzes of which character are you from this series.
I'm gonna show my screen here. Hold on.
Okay. All right. So let's get started here. Which Lord of the Rings character are you? First question. If you could use any weapon in the world, which would it be? Bow and arrow is the only way. A broadsword, an axe, an enchanted sword, or magic is man's best friend. What are you picking?
I know you're a sword guy. I'm gonna guess right one of these two for you, my guy.
No, I'm thinking enchanted sword maybe because I like the idea of magic, but that adds the idea of also being able to have a physical weapon as well. So it kind of is the best of both worlds, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. I'm gonna go with magic because that way I don't have to get close to people.
Yeah, we'll do enchanted sword. Magic scared too, though. All right, enchanted sword. Next,
bam.
When you sit down for a meal, what does it usually include? Lots of good meat beer. Well, that's Nate's answer.
There we go. Boom, we're done.
Organic foods, homemade food, and my closest of friends. If I pick that, I'm just going to be a dwarf.
Well,
that would probably be lots of meat and beer, actually. A feast, light meal, tea included. I have to do the cheesy one. Homemade meal with my closest friend is probably what it's
going to
be. It's all about company.
When it comes to guys /girl,
I just want to sit down and have a sweet, sweet dinner with you, Nate.
Wow. We can order that in Kentucky.
All right, next up. When it comes to girl /guys, you have one and you're happy. Find no need for one. Take what you can get.
Take what you can get, baby. The perfect one. You know that's the only way.
when, let's see, have one and you're happy, find, no, take what you can get, a bit shy. I don't know. Looking for the perfect one, I guess.
Women. Can't live with them. Can't find them.
Yes, yeah, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. I ain't got time for game.
What'd you do?
What's up? The last one.
Ain't got time for one?
No, the last one. The looking for the perfect one.
Ain't got time.
Looking for that lover.
Wow. You and your comrades are out when you're attacked by many orcs. What do you do?
Start attacking from afar. Chop them up. Get scared, but fight as best you can. All right.
Are we on this? Are we answering this honestly, or is this like the best version of ourselves? Because Mr. Frodo.
Get scared as best you can. Fight and guide the others. Protect the others. You and your
because I would attack. I would do this. Get scared, but this part I don't have any faith in myself.
You gotta answer it like that, dude.
Trying to be honest here.
I mean, I might get a little scared, but let's see. I don't think it'd be fight and guide. I'd probably start attacking from afar because I'd want to.
But you're a ninja warrior.
I want to protect the others is what I would want to do. But I would do that by attacking from afar at the start. You know what I mean? You got to think tactically here. So which one?
How would you apply your ninja warrior skills?
Attack from afar or protect the others kind of guy? Help me out.
You're a chop 'em up, dude.
I'm not chopping
just
him
chopping.
Up, bro.
Just chopping, dude. Just going for a chop. I don't know, dude. Just pick something.
Cool, I
got
attacked from afar. Let's go. I'm all in here. All right. You're in the market, and there are a lot of people there. How do you feel? Uneasy. I'm a loner.
Loner's got to be alone.
I don't pay attention to the people. Okay. I do not fear people. I'm okay if I'm with a friend or two, suspicious of who might be there, but otherwise fine. This okay, but I'm with a friend or two and being scared. This is all Mr. Frodo.
I'm in a market and there's a lot of people. Like,
I'm good.
The modern equivalent would be
ourself in
Walmart.
Earth in this
right?
position. We got to put ourselves in Middle Earth for this. Maybe suspicious of who might be there, but otherwise fine. I'm going to do that because I'm going to be in this fantasy realm, you know?
I just think most people are just there to buy their shit. Just
all
buying
right, cool, you got
beans
it.
Or whatever.
Get that. Move on. Let's get
Don't
it.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, next question. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Your best friend has been killed.
Oh, Nate, I've died.
Okay. That's a big... You're my best friend. Okay. All right. I'm sure you're up there.
Hold on, I'm stopping.
Do you guys do foreign films or movies? Tyler actually said that he hates foreigners.
You guys,
so I tried to get him into
it. That's not true.
But...
We did go listen to we did Parasite, and I really liked.
Oh yeah, that counts.
But to be fair, I haven't seen a lot of foreign films, but Parasite was really good. So if you have any suggestions for
okay.
films, please. Drop.
Did you say Parasite was really good when we talked about it? I don't remember that being your consensus.
I thought it was.
Okay. All right.
I didn't say it was my favorite, but I enjoyed it for sure. I guess we were talking
because it won Best Picture, so I guess we were kind of like,
and I think,
should it have
and
won.
I said
kind of
I can see how that won, that I don't know if I would have picked it, but I did enjoy it. At least thinking back now, I enjoyed it. Okay, let's see. Next. Oh, no, your best friend has just been killed. What is your immediate reaction? I go and see if I can bring them back to life. I don't exactly have a best friend. I am sad, but mostly do not show it. Feel sympathy, hide it, cry, and get depressed. Dang. Okay. Dude, I'm going to try to
go and see if I can bring them back to life.
Back.
I mean, it's Middle Earth. I mean, crazier shit has happened.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to bring that best friend back.
I'm gonna feel sympathy, but hide it.
Dang, don't hide that you love me, dude.
Strong boy.
Don't hide that you love me. Okay, hold on. Okay, look, I'm trying to pronounce this foreign film that we got recommended, and I'm gonna embarrass myself. You want to go?
You are just the worst, dude. That's clearly a quishy.
The Q is at the end of this word. I sheep me. Q. Then watch A Star is Born. Compare them. okay.
Wait, A Star Is Born, hold on. That's the Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga one, right?
Similar story plots, but one's a foreign film and one's not, which I
guess so. Yeah.
That'd be a very interesting podcast. So I'm down for that.
Rikishi 2 is not going to have Lady Gaga in it, though.
You're not wrong. Maybe a sequel.
Maybe it does. I don't know.
Is the sequel that we all wanted to, A Star Is Born.
Dang.
All right. Anyways, so next question. Let's keep going with these quizzes. What would you do if you get the ring? Probably take it for myself. I would never take the ring.
I would never be offered the ring.
Give it back if you do not want it. Hesitate, but do as I'm told.
Yeah, I already know my answer.
I wouldn't be offered the
Although,
ring.
Although Frodo is an incredibly unassuming person, so maybe they would give it to me because it's just like, although I know myself, I am very easily susceptible to power. If you gave me any amount of power, it's instantly going to my head.
That's why
I can't
I'm
help it.
Keep him grounded, yeah. Guys.
Yeah.
I think I'd be kind of terrified. I don't know if I'd want to take it. So either give it back, it's either hesitate
but do
or
as
give
I
it
am
back.
Told. That's you.
Hesitate but do as I'm told. Give it back.
Just a follower.
I'd probably give it back. I do not want it, but I would help protect whoever has it. Not because I'd be like, I don't know. I'd probably get scared. I'd probably get anxious of like, what the heck's going to happen? And I would just be terrified of getting to that place. So yeah, we're gonna do that. I'm gonna go give it back.
I don't know. I don't believe in magic, so. You know, it's just a ring. Rumor has it, evil is brewing in the forest. What do you do? What am I supposed to? What do you? There's no. That's such a vague thing. It's
well,
just
there you
brewing.
Go.
The
last answer is don't worry about it. It doesn't affect me.
Yeah, it's just, that's dumb. That's dumb as hell.
Next is gather some people and fight it. Go fight. Scared
the whole way.
The whole way. Okay. Fight. You have no reason to fear evil. Show up just when all hope is lost. Okay,
that just seems
sound like a hero here, but I'd probably
just
when all hope is lost because that's probably when I would like be like, all right, what's going on? Obviously, this is once I realize it's affecting things, is when I would be like, okay, what can we do to help? Kind of, you know what I mean?
You're just gonna run into a forest that is supposedly evil, and what are you gonna do in there? You're just gonna start hacking at shit?
Maybe. It's either that or
I do. I do hope I get the eagles. That's what Lord of the Rings character I want to be.
So I'm just gonna go with instinct and just say show up when I'll because I'd probably once I see it start affecting things would do it sooner. But that was my instinct. That's what I'm going off of. So I'm just gonna. I'm
God damn it! You are asked to describe yourself in one word. Which to use?
Oh, we got
none of these.
We have to choose for each other on this one. So describe yourself in one word: courageous, compassionate, wise, strong. Loyal. So I'll pick for you.
Oh God, this is all.
So for you,
you know, you do a lot of stuff I wouldn't do. I'm gonna go courageous. There you go. Wow.
Well, I have to pick that. You can't.
Yeah.
I gotta pick.
Oh shit. Yeah, that's right. You pick
it. Okay. So for.
So for me, this is a toughie.
Why stuff? But y'all's pretty loyal. Yeah, I'm going. I'm going loyal, bro. You gotta pick loyal.
I'm loyal?
Yeah, dude.
Ladies. Oh, man. Somebody decided to write a book about you. What
We're
is the title?
Lord of the Rings quiz to see which character we are. We're talking movies, so that's all you really need to know. Okay, somebody has decided to write a book about you. What's the title? Here we go again. We got to pick for each other.
Against all odds.
Against all
Somehow
odds.
I'm...
The best and worst of war. Never give up. One man, two sides. Beyond all fears. All right, Nate, you
against
have to
all
pick.
Odds.
I'm against
that's,
all odds.
That's. Oh no, that's me. That's the sperm. It's just the story about the sperm that won. That
no,
he
no,
me.
Because this is again, someone's just
okay.
To write
all right.
So for you, you have to pick one man. Two
I'm
sides.
Gonna pick one. I'm gonna pick for you. One man, two sides.
I'm picking
because
that for you,
too. You know all the people online, they see this like you know nice you know like altruistic guy who's always trying hard to do stuff. I know the real Tyler. I know the man behind the curtain.
You're picking it as a joke. Okay.
He's a monster.
You also have to pick one man, two sides, because I feel like you would never get a book like you're
written about me? Thanks,
best,
man. Wow.
War. Like someone would try to delve into you. All right. Next. You have been given the opportunity to landscape your lawn. How do you do it? Depends on my mood of the day. What? I'm going to carve different things depending on my mood into my grass?
Honestly, rocks.
An elaborate rocks. Garden with brick pathways. Rocks. Lots of rocks.
Yeah.
Trees and some smaller plants. A small garden and lots of grass.
Rocks just seems like the best pick, I'll be honest.
Just because it's easy.
You do it once. It's like literally the rocks will never change for as long as you
can
live.
An elaborate garden with brick pathways because I think that'd be freaking dope.
You wouldn't do that. Lazy.
That's just what I want. That's all. I'm going off what I want here. All right, somebody asked, Song of the Sparrows, Children of Heaven, Color of Paradise, all great foreign movies in case you ever want to do a podcast. Hold on.
That actually reminds me, we're doing an episode where... you okay there, Tyler?
I took a screenshot of it.
Yeah, that's good thought. We're actually doing an episode coming up here soon where we watch anime for the first time.
Yeah, we are doing that because we... Yeah. Okay. Oh, my computer's about to die. I need to...
Our anti-weebs.
Plug it in. All right. What is one thing you would regret if it ever happened to you? I regret nothing, ever. Doing something to cause me to lose my best friend. Hurting the love of my life. Giving somebody a task they aren't able to accomplish. Making a mistake that would disappoint a lot of people. So I try to subscribe to the fact that, like, I don't want to regret anything because it makes me who I am kind of thing. But I think the one thing that would...
You're so perfect.
Mess me up to where I would feel like I would still regret it is doing something to like lose somebody. So either like hurting love of my life or doing something to cause me to lose my best friend. I probably do best friend is probably what I would is what I'm gonna do. Yeah, I'm picking that.
You know, I fuck up all the time. I've accepted it.
I regret nothing.
I know that going into me.
All right, submit. This is it.
Oh, here we go. Calculating result. Almost done. Watch it just crash. All that for nothing. Okay. It's got to take a short survey to see my result. Are you fucking kidding me?
Now I got
to
take a dumb survey. I'm
clearly under 13 male. Okay. That's all I got to do. I'm Gimli.
I'm going to pick this. Because I want to actually get the right answer here. I don't know if it'll affect it. Who are you?
I don't know. That won't affect it.
You're Gimli?
I'm Gimli.
Read about what that means.
You are a natural warrior. Your philosophy, get them before they get you. Yeah, that's me. Don't run away scared first. Yep, me.
How did that get
rally barrier axe? Literally, the only reason I got this was because I chose the beer answer at the beginning. That's it.
It's just based on the one.
The next question had something to do with beer, and they're like, okay, Gimli.
Who do you think I got, dude? Who do you think I got?
I don't know. I'm going to guess like Aragorn. I feel like there's only like four characters this can end in.
You are a poor leader. Not only that, but you are also a good fighter.
You're
in charge of things and you aren't afraid to do it.
There's only five possible answers. Other results. I got Gimli, Aragorn, Frodo, Legolas, and Gandalf. I feel like I chose all the shit answers and I still didn't get Frodo.
How is Gandalf not in this?
He is. Look. Gandalf.
Oh, he is. Okay. Aragorn, yeah. Frodo, Legolas, Gandalf. So there's other, and then yours, because it's
and
the
then whatever ones. I got. That makes sense.
That's all the main characters. I'm cool with that. Well, there you go, guys. You got Aragorn and Gimli here.
I wanted to be Treebeard.
All right, give me 2 seconds. Entertain the masses. I have to plug my computer in.
Oh, no, I'm not good at that. All right, guys. Well, this is where everybody tunes out. It's just me all day. How we doing? Who were you, Tyler? Tyler was Aragorn, but he's fixing his bullshit. So, he's not Aragorn there. Okay. I did bad. Everybody left.
Everybody left. Okay. All right. Gosh dang. Dude, I can't keep my phone up, and it's very annoying. Okay.
You have to hold your mic. That's right. Fucking poor ass. Oh, man.
Okay, let's jump into Indiana Jones. Let's shift gears.
What's my favorite anime? I was gonna say something really bad.
I haven't seen any, so
yeah, let's just go with that.
Oh, you have? Are you a secret anime watcher?
No. I was gonna make like a Hiroshima and Nagasaki joke, but I can't do that.
All right, cool. Let's jump into Indiana Jones here. Shift gears from Middle Earth.
Oh, we're skipping The Hobbit. Wow.
Oh, another one we have to answer for each other. How would your parents describe you? Loyal, humorous, attractive, independent, determined, adventurous.
Okay, come on. If you don't hit attractive, Tyler, I swear to God.
I think I'm going to have to go. I did loyal last time. We have some other options. I think I'm actually
going to pick it. In the chat. What should Tyler be?
What?
I want people to put in the chat what they think Tyler should be.
I'm going
to
go independent for you. So you click independent.
Wow, okay.
All right. For me, what am I?
Determined.
Okay, cool. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Dang. Neither of us are very attractive, I guess. Dang.
Ugly as hell.
What movie genre is your favorite? Adventure, comedy, documentary, anything Pixar, drama.
Wow, romance. We know what yours is, Tyler. Anything Pixar.
somebody said I'm humorous. I just want to put that out there.
You know, I feel like you don't know him very well.
I can be when it counts. Around you guys, I don't care enough. You know what I mean? I don't got
to
put it.
Choose an artifact to discover.
Hold on. Wait. Movie genre.
What?
Movie genre. Movie.
You said
genre.
Drama. I said comedy. What the fuck do you want?
I didn't say drama. I'd probably actually go adventure.
Oh. Adventure.
Yeah, we'll go adventure. Choose an artifact.
I'm going to go with the Sankara stones, dude. Those were badass.
Crystal Skull, Holy Grail, Ark of the Covenant. Sankara stones.
See,
Cross of the Coronado, or I'll stay home.
I probably would. See, the Crystal Skull would just drive me insane. Holy Grail doesn't really help me much because I'd have to stay in that one room to use it. Ark of the Covenant, Ark of the Covenant. I'd probably die. I don't know what the rules are as far as the Ark of the Covenant. I don't know if it just kills Nazi or if it kills everybody.
As long as you.
Sankara stones. I think you can like. There's power there. They at least get really hot or something. I can't remember.
Really,
I don't know
hot.
What the fuck the cross does.
All right, so I'm gonna go. Trying to think, like, really, like, if I had the, like, knowing the backstory for all this, which one would I want to find?
Although the Ark of the Covenant, if you actually had that, you'd probably be like a millionaire or something.
It's just if you take the Sankara stones away, they can cause plague and death. But also, if you have them, you can create death. I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah, I could blackmail the world.
I'm probably gonna go Holy Grail.
What are you gonna do with that, bro? It's just a cup.
Sorry, I don't want to rip people's hearts out. Pick a phobia, snakes.
Yeah, you know.
Let me talk about this really quick, though. This Indiana Jones, who are you? This is so unfair because at least in like Lord of the Rings, there's a bunch of interesting characters and stuff. You just want Indiana Jones in this. If you're anybody else, you're upset.
I'm going for short round. Fuck you, dog.
Be me, Indiana Jones, and you're my short round.
Right, short round's badass, dude.
As far as picking a phobia, you have snakes, rats/mice. Bats, bugs, basically.
Just no, that's just beetles.
That's bugs. There's a spider on top of it, so I would go bugs. There's a spider on top of the beetle. Clowns, and then roller coasters. I do hate roller coasters, but it's snakes.
Oh man, bugs out of all the creepy crawlies, because like,
yeah, just go.
Although bats would probably freak me out. I've never really been around rats.
Click, you better click on bugs.
I think I'm a bug guy, yeah.
All right.
Ooh, where would I like to visit? The bar.
Where would you like to visit? Venice, Peru, Egypt, India, Shanghai, or the bar? Venice. Italy's always been my number one. It's hard, number though, because one. Especially looking at these pictures, like, I would love this, like, Peru.
Peru is dope. I think I'd go to Peru. Because Venice, Egypt. I can just go to Vegas to get that. You know, they have one of those there, right?
I have to pick Venice just because it's been top of my list for a long time.
Egypt is really hot.
Peru is
India
very
has close, weird bugs. Shanghai would be cool, but it's really big. I'd be scared. I'm going Peru.
Finally, pick the best film of the franchise. We already know we're going to be. Raiders of the Lost
Ark. Last Crusade.
Last Crusade. Crystal Skull. All right, Last
Crusade. Wow, okay. I was not expecting that.
Who are you?
I got Kate Blanchett.
You're Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, I'm just Kate Blanchett. I'm Irina.
What did that say about you?
The woman from the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Jonah, they have there's a casino in Vegas that looks like Venice.
Venice equals Vegas, like water and shit.
Who'd you get?
You seek knowledge and power over everything else. I'm trying to read off your screen because you're not reading it. You are a what? Hard worker, will do anything.
And your power to step ahead of everyone else. You immediately stand out in a crowd. Your skills and intelligence, and you're respected by many.
Get out of here.
Wow, they have not met
out of here, dude. Who is this man they're talking
about? Who are
about?
You, dude? Please be short round. Come on.
I'm Indiana Jones, buddy.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Show your screen. What? Show your screen. Damn it.
Look at that sly face that they picked of him just eating, chomping.
I do not like that. Just because you answered
Jones,
snakes.
Do like a snack and be quirky. Indiana Jones, you have a sense for all things adventure, fact-finding, and a little romance along the way. Your charm is important, and you're instantly seen as one of the most intelligent people in a room. Get out of here. So everything I say from now on about any movies is right compared to you, because you're a stupid, bowl cut.
Wow.
All right,
hold on. I want to try to do what I think Sean Connery's answer would be right quick. What was he afraid of? Was it rats? Yeah, it was rats.
You have to pick Venice.
I got short round. How the fuck did I get? I did it give. Wait, no. Short round was. Wait, where was short round from? I'm trying to figure. Why did it give me short round? This doesn't make
Venice,
any sense.
That's where the library was and all the artifacts for.
Oh, I guess that's true. Damn it. All right, one more time. One more time. What was Sean Connery other than attractive? I feel like he was. Independent, right?
Yeah.
Documentary, definitely. Holy Grail, of course. Rats. It was Venice, I guess. And then Last Crusade. Marion.
Dude.
What is going on? All right. They didn't include Sean Connery in this, I suppose.
Actually he might be determined because he's been so determined to find the
Damn it.
All right, last documentaries. I'm trying to find him too. Determined. Documentary.
Yeah, I always put documentary. Holy Grail, obviously. Rats. Venice still makes sense. And then Last Crusade. And then now I got Gimli again.
Gimli.
Solid.
Oh, man.
I got exist. For you. Not I got any, for oh, you. Did I?
All right. So are we going to jump into The Hobbit real quick before we wrap up?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. So this is another shorter one, I think, like the last one. So which character? Final time. That wasn't
it. Which character from The Hobbit you are? Choose a color.
Yellow.
That's blue, not a color.
Pink is red all... or orange. There's only four choices here.
Orange.
What are you picking?
Those are the four colors.
I'm liking that orange.
Orange
color.
Making me it's bluish and fire, dude.
It's getting me all heated, you know? All hot and bothered.
Tyler does equal Shia LaBeouf. He's Henry Jones the Third.
Who's All right, choose one. Dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, or none. Either milk or white
chocolate. Wow. What's wrong with dark chocolate, Tyler?
What's wrong with that? It's good, but it's bitter, know what I mean?
Wow.
What are you picking?
All right, yeah, I'm going milk. I'm going milk.
I'll go white because I do really like white and I want to get something different than you.
White chocolate is for children.
What chocolate macadamia, dude? You know what? No, I'm going milk. I'm going milk with you. Choose a sport. Soccer, basketball, karate, or golf. There's no none option.
You love sport. You love a sport. I'm going to go golf. A thinking
actually,
man's
rugby,
game.
It looks like. I'm going karate, obviously. Or martial arts, whatever that is. Choose a food item.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza, donuts, spaghetti, cake, donuts. Get out of here. Donuts are the best.
That ice cream, that's not a cake. That's like an ice cream sandwich.
It's like a cake to me.
Go on that ice cream sandwich. Looks fucking good.
Choose
an animal.
A tiger, like a white tiger. A goofy fucking pug, dude.
What are these options?
Oh God.
I'm going this dude.
Right, I have to go with that dude because I love dogs and he's just so goofy and lovable. Dude.
Choose a film franchise.
Lord of the Rings,
definitely
Star Wars, Harry Potter.
If you like Harry Potter, get out of the chat right now.
This is hard. I know it's easy for you, but this is hard. Between Star Wars and Lord of the Rings for me, I think I have more nostalgia and maybe a liking to Star Wars, but I like the world of Lord of the Rings. I do really like Lord of the Rings. I'm going Lord of the Rings, man. What is that fate?
Wow.
Did you get Gandalf?
I did get Gandalf. Suck it. Got best character. Wow. Okay. There's only one character in this.
We both got Gandalf.
What decided? Apparently, Gandalf likes Star Wars, pugs, chocolate, golf.
You're wise orange. And sure of yourself. You've always have an answer for every problem, and once your mind is made up, nothing can stop you, dude. Look at us, dude. Nothing can stop us. This podcast is going on forever, dude.
These fucking quizzes suck ass. Oh my God.
Oh, that was good. I enjoyed that. Good times.
Good. I'm glad Daniel Radcliffe left the chat. That new movie, Guns Akimbo. I saw the trailer for that. Actually, it's not. I think it's already out. It looks kind of bad. I'm not gonna lie.
I accidentally unplugged you, and I can't hear you anymore. Or I unplugged my headphones. I can't change the settings now. Once we've started.
Oh, okay. Well, that was us.
I can hear you over my phone though. So, cool.
Okay.
So that's pretty much. This episode still lasted longer than I thought. It's 51 minutes when we were gearing for like 30 minutes. But it was a fun little mini episode where we update you guys and just kind of goof and gaff. So stay tuned for all the stuff that we were talking about previously.
Quick, Tyler, shout that man out. What's he up? Asked politely, and he's watching. Look at the chat. God, what are you too good for?
James Miles. Hey, man. How you doing? How you doing?
Wow.
You're not only being shouted out on Instagram, but also on the That's Movies Brother podcast. So, hope you're well.
Tyler's Venmo is Tyler C. Gillette. He charges $5 for shout-outs.
I don't charge. So. I don't know why you're telling people that my Venmo, because I guess that is my Venmo, but...
Is that your real Venmo? Oh, shit. Yeah. What can they can't do anything with that. What are they going to do? Send you money? Ooh.
Yeah, like...
That's funny.
Alrighty, that's it. We're wrapping up. Okay. We gotta go. This already lasted longer than I needed it to, but thank you guys for stopping by this very different episode. If you guys are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, give us a rating.
Fucking mess.
Appreciate it. What's up?
Nothing. We're 5-star reviews on that. My OnlyFans is John, I'll just send that to you privately. I don't think the world's not ready.
Nate doesn't have an OnlyFans. And if he does, I will share it to you guys publicly because that is something that we have to talk about.
I would want you to. And the whole point is I want people to buy it.
No, I feel like you wouldn't tell people. You'd give yourself like an alias and you'd make it look like it's almost not you. You know what I mean? Like you wouldn't show your face.
I don't like to do neck down, toe picks.
All right. Anyways, we're going to wrap this up now. we'll see you guys on Monday. And I think Burnt's coming out on Monday. Whatever. Some episode.
No usual, promises.
But thanks for sticking around, guys. Bye.
Wow. Adios.